Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers, and I'd like to tell you about an iPhone iTouch app called List Recorder. It was developed by a company called Sixth Mode Solutions. Several people have offered us feedback on this app. Some of them have been beta testers. One such person is someone many of you know. So I'd like to begin this podcast by letting Jenny Axler introduce List Recorder and offer us a very brief glance into what it does. I'll be back in a few minutes to demo a few of the many features of List Recorder. Okay, Jenny, the microphone is all yours.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jenny Axler, and today I want to introduce you to a little project that I've been involved with for a while called List Recorder. List Recorder is an application for the iPhone and iPod Touch that serves as a very powerful audio and text organizer. It allows you to make audio notes or text notes and organize them into lists, or you can have a combination of both audio and text. This application lets you record anything from a short memo to a lecture and lets you take notes on anything from a meeting to a grocery list. So it's very versatile, very powerful, and it's completely eyes-free. It's perfectly accessible with VoiceOver, and it also has a lot of audible feedback built into it. It also utilizes gestures quite a bit, and there are even some custom gestures that work well with VoiceOver. So it's also really fun to use. In addition to being powerful and productive, it's actually very fun. When you open the application, VoiceOver announces List Recorder Home to let you know that you are in the home screen of List Recorder, or basically the top of the directory or list structure. This screen contains the list's title at the top left of the screen and an edit button at the top right. Underneath these two things, you have your list view, and this is exactly what you would imagine it to be, a vertical list of all of the items in your list. So you can move among them either by flicking, or you can simply run your finger up and down the column and get to the various list items. As you navigate among list items, VoiceOver announces whether the item is checked, whether the item contains a list, because you can have a list within a list. It announces whether the item has audio. And if the item has no title, no text, but does have audio, you'll get an audio preview of the item. If the list takes up more than one screen, you can navigate among the screens using the normal VoiceOver three-fingered swipes up and down. Underneath the list view is the toolbar. The toolbar contains five buttons. The sort button allows you to order the list items in various ways. The perform unchecked item, which is next to it, allows you to perform different actions on items that you have checked in a given list. The list commands item gives you various commands that you can perform on a list. Settings item is just what you would imagine it to be, various recorder settings. And get help, again, is just what you would imagine it to be. It contains tutorials, user documentation, and a quick reference, etc.
Thank you, Jenny, for that very well done overview. She's certainly right about one thing. List Recorder is a very fun app to use, especially when you use all the gestures I'll talk about later. One note before we begin. This podcast was recorded on October 1st, 2010, using List Recorder version 1.2. Using List Recorder is also a good way to organize many parts of your life. I have things I need to remember scattered all over the place, and List Recorder has certainly helped me get them organized. I'm going to open List Recorder by double-tapping it.
List Recorder, List Recorder Home, 1. Tap here for introduction, then tap play. Has audio.
You heard List Recorder open, announce that it was at the home screen, and read the title of the first item in the list. I'm going to start at the top left and flick to the right.
Edit button.
Here's the edit button, and if I tap that, I'll be on an insert button that allows me to add an item to the list. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use one of List Recorder's many gestures to click the edit button. I'm going to tilt the unit to the right. Editing on.
Insert button.
Oh, hold on a minute. A bit of explanation is needed here. You heard me say editing on. That's because I'm the voice of List Recorder, in that I announce the prompts and also read the audio help files. We'll get to those shortly. So I guess when you purchase this app, you get a bit of Neil permanently in the app. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but there I am. When I activated the edit button, you heard it say insert. When I double-tap this button, it will open a blank list item where I can record, create a title for the entry, write a text entry, etc. Let's press the insert button.
Record button.
I'm placed on the record button. While we're here, let's make a short recording.
Record button.
I'll double tap it.
Pause.
Now you heard two things. You heard List Recorder say pause because the record button is now a pause button so that if I tap it again, it will actually go into pause. You also heard a guitar strum, which tells me that I am ready to begin recording. Now, I could either press the stop button or the pause button, or I can use another of List Recorder's gestures and tilt it to the left and back up again, and you hear. That means the recording has stopped. All right, let's check it out.
Record button.
Swipe once to the right for the play button.
Play button.
And press play.
Pause.
Heard two things. You heard List Recorder say pause because the record button is now a pause button so that if I...
Play.
I just pressed pause. And it's now a play button because if I press it again...
Tap it again.
Pause.
It'll play.
Actually go into pause.
You also heard and again, if I want to stop the recording without finding the stop button, I can... Tilt it to the left, and the recording is stopped. Now let's swipe to the right one more time.
37 seconds positioned at 0 seconds.
Now that tells me that there are 37 seconds in the file, and we're placed at 0 seconds. Now we obviously played part of the way into that file, so should we be at 0 seconds? Yes, because when we tilted to the left and back up again, we actually pressed the stop button, which takes the recording back to the beginning. Had we simply pressed the pause button, we would now be where we left off in the file, but now we're at 0 seconds. Swiping one more time to the right.
0%, adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust the value.
Okay, so this is a slider. We could actually start playing and adjust this by moving our finger up and down and getting to various points of the file. Let me just do it without playing it first.
10%.
That's 10% into the file.
20%, 30%. 40%.
One could go through the file little by little by using the slider. This is going to be a little confusing. Let me go back to the play button.
Play button.
Press it. Go to the slider.
6%. Adjustable.
And I'm going to
swipe
up and down.
27%. 42%.
I could either, I can use
59%, 80%.
Or I can use another of List Recorder's gestures.
So I can go through the file in increments. And not have to listen to the whole file at once. One more swipe to the right brings me to the title field.
Item title, text field. Double tap to edit.
If I turned editing mode on by tilting to the right and double tap the keyboard, I could actually enter a title for this item. One more swipe to the right.
Empty text field.
And this is where I could enter the text for this item. Now let's back out of this entry with a left tilt.
Backing up.
List Recorder Home, heading.
And we are now back at the home screen. I want to go into a couple more items that already contain information, but I want the app to look exactly what it looked like when you first got it. So I need to delete the recording I just made. No problem. Let's find it.
One.
You heard two things. You heard List Recorder say pause because the record button is now a pause button. So that
okay, you heard the first 5 seconds of that entry because that's what I have it set to for the preview. To check an item, you make sure you're on that item, which we are. You double tap and leave your finger on the screen and swipe a little tiny bit to the right. It's probably going to start playing the preview again. Let's see.
One.
You heard two things. You heard List Recorder say pause because
checked. One. Now, if I did that again, double tap and hold and swipe to the right, it would uncheck it.
Now, you heard two things. Unchecked. One.
But we want it checked, so we'll check it again.
Now, you heard two things.
Checked.
One.
Now, I could find the toolbar and go to it and find Perform Unchecked, but I'm going to use the gesture that Jenny talked about instead. I'm going to tilt the unit forward so that its face is parallel to the ground, and when I hear Perform Unchecked, I'm going to bring the unit back up to its upright position. Let's try that.
Toolbar. Sort items. Perform unchecked.
Alert. Perform unchecked items.
Okay. So here we are. Perform unchecked items.
Delete checked button.
Delete checked. I'm going to tap that.
Alert. Delete one checked items.
And that's nice. It tells me that there's one item checked. Now I know that nothing else is checked.
No. Button.
I just swiped to the right and it says no. I'm going to swipe one more time.
Yes. Button.
I'm going to double tap.
List recorder. List recorder home. One. Tap here for introduction. Then tap play. Has audio.
And now, number one, instead of being the recording we made, is the first item that you'll find in your unit when you buy our app. By the way, when you tilt to the left or the right, you then bring the unit back up into a vertical position. You don't leave it tilted to the left or right. So now I want to go into item one.
One. Tap here for introduction. Then tap play. Has audio.
You know, you can shut that up by tapping it very quickly. Let me show you this.
Edit. Button. One. Tap here for introduction. Play. Button.
Now you've bypassed the title because you've actually gone into the item. And we're on the play button. Let's arrow to the right.
3 minutes. 28 seconds positioned at 0 seconds. Tap here for introduction. Then tap play. Text field.
Now that's the
double
title.
Double tap to edit.
And if you go into edit mode and double tap this, you can add a title, change the title, create your own title, etc. Now here's the fun part. Let's go one more swipe to the right to the text field.
Here is where the item's text is displayed. Use the iPhone standard editing functions to edit this field. One difference is that the keyboard will not come up unless you are in edit mode. This is to prevent misinterpreted swipes from bringing up the keyboard when you don't want it, like in the middle of recording. This text field is also special in that VoiceOver reads it much like it reads a web document. You can read sentence by swiping right and left. To have VoiceOver read continuously from the current sentence, use a two-finger swipe down.
Now that's what I had actually done. I had done the two-finger swipe down, but the nice thing about this text field is, as it said, if I swipe once to the right...
Like most iPhone apps, List Recorder has a navigation bar at the top of the screen.
It only reads as far as the next sentence. It will stop on a period or on a return. I have to say, I think it's rather cool to have all this helpful information in the first 7 items. Of course, you can get rid of them, you can move them to other places. That might be a subject for a different podcast. I want to now back out of this item with a left tilt. Backing up.
Selected. 1. Tap here for introduction, then tap play. Has audio.
So what you heard was Neil again, saying backing up, and then you heard the title. By the way, if you try to back up too far,
already home,
it simply says already home, and you know you're at the home screen of List Recorder. I want to go into one more item just to show you something. So I go to
6, add your own items, has audio,
and I double tap,
play button.
And I'm on the play button. We're not going to deal with this list, but what I want to show you is that if I left tilt now...
Backing up.
Selected. 6. Add your own items. Has audio.
I'm still on number 6. I haven't lost my place, as you do in lots of apps. There's actually more help for you when you get this app. We can go to the help files. Again, we can actually touch the help files and go there quickly. Or if we don't want to bother to find out where they are, we can tilt the unit forward.
Toolbar. Sort items. Perform unchecked. List commands. Settings. Get help.
Selected. Tutorials.
And I bring the unit back up. There's a pause between those to give people time to actually tilt the unit back up at the exact place they want to be. So now we're in help on tutorials. And what's in here is...
Selected. Tutorials. Reference. About List Recorder. Upgrade info. Support. Version info.
Lots of helpful information. Let's go into tutorials and see what's there.
Tutorials. Selected. Exploring an item with audio. Controlling all the voices. Intermediate tutorials for all users. Creating a new item. Custom tilt motions. Custom push gestures. Deleting an item. Checking an item. Creating a list. Sorting and ordering a list. Adjusting the beat timing. Making a checklist.
That's the end. So there's lots of stuff in here. Okay, let's back out to the home screen with a tilt left.
Backing
tutorials.
Up. Backing up.
Selected. 6. Add your own items. Has audio.
And we're at number 6, which is the last one we played with. I'll use the four-fingered swipe up.
List Recorder Home. Heading.
Get to the home button. And there you have it. What I've tried to do in this podcast, can you tell this is the conclusion, is to give you a very short overview of some of the many things that List Recorder can do, and to show you how fun an app it is. It is so easy when you're recording, for example, to tilt left to stop it without having to worry about trying to find the button. It's easy to tilt forward and get the toolbar button. It's nice to be able to tilt the recorder to the right and go into the edit mode. You know, what's funny is that I'm in lots of other apps, and I often try to tilt left to get back out of some place that I am, and guess what? It doesn't work. I said I would give you the contact information, sixthmode.com. That's the website. You can go there and read even more about List Recorder. This podcast will be there at some point. And there'll be an interesting player we'd like you to try that actually segments the podcast so that you don't have to listen to it all at one time. You can actually go to particular sections of the podcast, or you can play it all the way through if you'd like. Oh, by the way, there are two versions of the app. The 99-cent version gives you everything that the app does, except you're limited to 5 seconds of recording. So if you're a person who wants to type a lot and not record very much, or record very short items, then this might be for you. It's also a really good way to try out the app to see if it works for you. To upgrade to the full app is $7.99. If you want to contact Sixth Mode Solutions, you can do so on the website. I think you'll find answers to a lot of your questions already there by looking at the FAQs and the articles that are there and listening to the various things that might end up being in the player that I talked about. Once again, I'd really like to thank Jenny Axler for getting this podcast off to a really good start. She helped us understand how fun and how useful this app really is. Thank you, Jenny. On that note, I'll say goodbye, good luck, enjoy all your apps, including List Recorder if you have it, and have a nice day.